Weather conditions in the Midwest are likely to deteriorate just a little bit as we move through the next 24 to 36 hours. A low pressure center in the upper portions of the Midwest this morning will be working its way southeastward as time moves along. Actually, the low pressure center itself will move northeasterly, but the frontal boundary associated with it will work its way from northwest to southeast through the region, and rain will likely evolve in many areas. The heaviest rain will likely occur from western Kentucky and southeast eastern Missouri down into the lower Mississippi River Basin area, where multiple inches of rain may occur and flooding is possible once again. Some field work had advanced in some of that region in the past week, but it looks as though that it will all come to a halt a little bit later today, and overnight tonight and tomorrow there will be quite a soaking of rain for some of that region. The precipitation will shift into the southeastern states and probably diminish somewhat, but there will be some moderate rainfall there as well, and field work will come to a halt for a little while there as well. In the U.S. Lower Midwest, though, it still looks as though there will be some moisture of light to moderate intensity that will occur in the Ohio River Basin area, and it will be followed by about a week's worth of dry weather. Temperatures may be somewhat on the cool side, but we will not see any kind of crop-damaging cold occurring in the soft wheat areas in the Midwest. There will be some burning of vegetative development that's occurred recently, but there will not be any yield-reducing damage coming up from the cold. And that once the cold air is in place, the air will also be dry, and there'll be an opportunity for the ground to firm up gradually as we move through the following week, and perhaps some aggressive field work may occur just ahead of the next round of significant rain, which may occur as we get into the second week of April. In fact, the second week of April looks to be fairly moist across the Midwest, and there's a fair chance that there might be a small window of a two-day period, maybe a three-day period, when field work could occur in the lower Midwest in between these storm systems. The temperature bias across the Midwest is going to be trending cooler, and as the cooler air sets in, there will be that risk of frost and freezes evolving across parts of the region. Most of the temperatures at night will eventually slip into some 20s and 30s across the lower parts of the region. The most of the freezes will occur north of the Ohio River Valley, but we'll see frost all the way down through the valley, and it looks like the coolest morning will probably be next Tuesday. We'll see how well that pans out, but the period Monday-Tuesday will likely be cool across the region. We may also see a round of cool air before then on Sunday morning. Temperatures may not go quite as far below freezing as far to the south on Sunday morning, but we will have readings in the upper 20s and 30s occurring again in areas south of the Great Lakes region. Out in hard red winter wheat country, there is going to be cold weather there as well, with some frost and freezes expected throughout the high Plains region and a large part of Nebraska in a few areas in western and northern Kansas. None of the cold is likely to hurt crops in a permanent manner there as well. The afternoon temperatures for most of these areas I've talked about will actually be fairly warm yet today, but we'll see a cool off take place after that. The highest temperatures this afternoon are expected to run mostly in the 60s and 70s across the lower Midwest. There will be some 80 degree temperatures in eastern Kansas perhaps, and we'll look for the temperatures tomorrow afternoon turning cooler from northwest to southeast, but the lower Midwest will still be rather warm with 60s and 70s occurring for a second day. Eventually, we'll see those high temperatures coming down to the 40s and 50s when we're deep into the cool air. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.